Willkommen zu David Lee Roth, Zen und der Kunst des zuletzt Lachens. Welcome to David Lee Roth, Zen and the Art of Laughing Last.
Okay, according to a very serious, strenuous advisement from our program director and our station manager, Tom Gisano, in front of attorneys, in front of lawyers, yesterday afternoon, I was very seriously advised to stop playing foreign language IDs because all of you, and this is a quote, all of you outside the United States, you don't count. Also, I've been advised to stop playing to the girls, that if some girls show up on the show, that they're accepted, but that, quote unquote, you don't count. And that our new target demographic is a 35-year-old white rocker who, instead of listening to ethnic music, which is how what I play here has been described, including what you're hearing in the background here, is that there is to be no more ethnic-based music because it will drive away our demographic. And that is to include black, Hispanic, rumba, mambo, disco, floor, house, chill, and any version of the R&B I'm going to have to imagine. Anything that is Rick James or Curtis Mayfield or Freddie's Dead, I've got to imagine qualifies as ethnic-based music. When I asked what his first recommendation would be, what kind of song would be appropriate, my program director, Chernoff, said that he felt Lynyrd Skynyrd would be an excellent choice. That's actually B. Young in the background making fun of me. He's allowed to. And you, Sasha.
Thank you.
But especially Animal. Anyway, I'm not kidding. As psychotic as this all sounds, this is the truth. And in fact, they don't want me to play any more music in the background. So go ahead, turn it off. They don't want it to sound like this. And I understand that on Friday, a woman is coming in that they purposely not shown us a DVD of or played me a tape of. This is an individual chosen by that program director who has seriously advised against any foreign language IDs, any ethnic-based music, and that we aim ourselves towards the guitar rock. He's going to provide this woman on Friday, and she is going to, and this is my editorial, take the Robin Quivers place. And that, in fact, this is the directive. She would read the news to me. He doesn't like it when I read the news. And that I would sit, and here's my editorial, like Howard, and that I would comment on that news, and that we're going to deal with the news in a only topical of the day moment. That if the day after the Oscars, we can't talk about the Oscars. That if it's something large like the car that runs on Kentucky Fried Chicken or gun control or should kids be able to get the pill, he feels that's not good for morning radio. And this is a quote, I should be more fun and I should be more funny. Give me the loop one time. Roth Radio. Let's take a couple of phone calls. 866-313-3733. Just start at the top and make the drop. Go ahead. Whatever's on your mind, cut to the crash. Go ahead. Who's there?
I'm in Dave.
What do you think, friend?
Listen, my friend. I am not a morning person. I am not a talk radio person. I listened to Howard a few times. It was entertaining, but I want music. When I heard you were getting the show, I said, you know something? And here was my favorite band of all time. Let me see. I love your show, okay? You introduced me to music I've never heard, and I wish I could actually get the name of all the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, thank you very much, my friend. I appreciate the sentiment. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. I think what we're reflecting on here is that Howard left with his audience. Okay? Sometimes, you know, what they told me yesterday is we've taken a 75% drop since Howard left. Well, of course, his audience left with him. My sister left with Howard Stern. She owns Sirius Radio. I'm not kidding. My sister is an infidel. At least it's Howard who's stopping her. Think of it like that. That's kind of a racist comment, isn't it? I can't make those anymore. But seriously, is that he took his audience with him, and he's going to expand that into the international market that we're dealing with here on the internet. You see how many English-speaking people there are worldwide? There's millions and millions of us out there who speak more than one language, or at least pretend we do, more importantly. And he's going to expand into that. And what we're doing here, I believe, seriously believe, I mean, everybody moved here. Everybody took out a lease in an apartment and got their car changed over and everything based on this belief, is that we're building from scratch. Started with one listener who probably didn't like it, and then they told their friend, it sucks, and they go, I better listen in and see how bad it sucks, and then they liked it. And then they went and told somebody, and then they told somebody, and then they told somebody, and then one day, you get elected mayor. Give me another call there, Hutch, 866-313-3733. Give it up. Who's there?
Hey, David, it's Chris. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Boston.
Welcome in, Boston. What do you think of what's going on here today?
You know what, man? I think it's a couple things. It's kind of, first thing is, I mean, I was a Stern fanatic, Stern freak for so long. When he went off to where he went, I was so depressed. And I was not going to give you a chance because, you know, you were the bad guy coming in. But I got my little unit to listen to Howard, and I haven't turned it on yet because I'm just, you know, your show's like a train wreck. I can't stop listening to it. It's great. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. Hopefully what we're doing is completely unique. I've got to believe that it carries those trademarks because I've never done radio for longer than 4 days in a row before. And what we've been living, what B. Young and myself and Animal and these guys have been living for the last 2-3 decades is so completely different. Not better, not worse, but different than anything else in American or international radio, arguably today. And for a very long time, if we just be ourselves, then it's going to be completely unpredictable. It's going to be completely unexpected. And it's not going to be at all what you thought it was going to be. Just like a new haircut. One that no matter what, you look mirror, mirror on the bathroom stink. Oh, no, this one stinks. And then a girl tells you, you know what? You look pretty handsome. And now you're going to that same barbershop every Friday for the next 14 freaking years. That's poetic of some sort there, Tyson. I think it's also, I don't know what you call it, that's royalty, man. When somebody like Howard, who gains nothing from ladling out compliments to somebody like ourselves here, when he goes online here, and this is the this comes right off the news, man. Speaking of those who replaced him, they're probably going to need 15 to 20 months to prove whether or not they can develop an audience. I got the boot look basically yesterday afternoon that we're going to have to basically change virtually everything. And when I threatened to quit, they said, well, most of those little things we'll take our time with, etc. Give me a caller. Roth Radio, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. Who's there?
Dave.
Go ahead, my friend.
Cape Cod, how you doing?
Extraordinary. I love Cape Cod. I used to go up there when I was a little kid, man. That's where we went summer vacations. Wow.
Hey, it's awesome, man. It's awesome. Hey, I've been a big fan forever, okay? Every morning when I get up, taking my 1 hour drive to work, I put on some Eat 'em and Smile.
Good motivating music.
There you go. Just like living in paradise, brother. Anyway, I think the management, they have probably some of the management I work for, they want you to, they basically want you to do Howard karaoke.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. And what's happening is the configurations are starting to line up now. You have a lot of great talent up there, but think about it. You have 4 acts here in New York, and if I do what they want me to do, then 3 of them are going to be exactly the Howard Stern configuration. The only people who would be different would be JV and Elvis, you know, the two fellas who work the afternoons. They got a great show. Their vision sounds different because it's a different configuration. From what I'm told, Adam Carolla, same configuration. They got a girl. They got the comic, they got the host, and it's all patterning after what was done before. I don't know what the fella in Chicago is doing as well, but you start to see the same earmarks. And you say, well, if you change a little here and you change a little there, I got news for you. A beautiful face is ruined by one well-placed zit.
There you go. You know, it's cookie cutter. Nobody needs cookie cutter radio. You can tune down the dial and you can hear almost the same thing on every damn station.
Here, turn off the music there. You know? Does it sound like this? No, seriously.
Sort of like a butterface?
Yeah. It is what happens is it becomes transparent. Because why do we even come into these little studios? I had suggested months and months and months ago and offered to pay for it out of my pocket. Let's do what Henry Rollins is doing with IFC. He's got a great new show coming up. They're broadcasting from a world state-of-the-art first-class recording studio so that all the musicians who come in there, and he's got a lot of them, they're going to come in there and they've got first-class recordings. It's going to be like those old BBC One recordings, you know, when they had all the classic artists and everything. That stuff, he's going to be making albums of these people that doing acoustic and so forth that you'll never be able to buy anywhere else in any store. And he's got stellar talent, and it's a place that you would absolutely, you go, I'll live here. Come on, set the mattress up. I'll see you guys in the morning. We wound up in, well, we've got plastic in the vents up here. And as you can see, our microphones, what, they broke twice already this morning here. And I offered to pay. Guys, let's do something unique, something different. Does it strike you as what we're doing here is even vaguely unique, my friend?
Absolutely. I love it. I'll tell you, if they wanted David Cassidy, they should have hired David Cassidy. They hired the legendary David Lee Roth. They knew what they were getting in the package.
Thank you very much for calling. 866-313-3733. My last real meeting with Vice President in charge of toilet paper rolls and Program Director Mark Chernoff, when they were both together several weeks ago, they had one thing to say to me. Barnett leaned into me and he said, I think, with a very serious face, I think you're saying the phone number too often. And then the program director, Chernoff, leaned in and he said, I think that he's saying it enough. And then they both looked at me and said, well, it's just a thought. I'm not kidding here. Go ahead. No more phone calls. Just dial through them there, Hutch. Roth Radio, you're talking to David Lee. Go ahead, friend.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm okay.
I'm a 35-year-old white male.
Holy, you know, I was waiting for one of you to show up.
And when I first turned on your radio show, I'm not going to lie to you, I could not stand it.
Me neither. For the first 4 weeks, I was like a fish floundering around at the end of a sharpened stick. Come on, man, a four-hour show in front of Boston, New York, Philly, Texas? Get out of here. And then I'm trying to find my way with the music and create something that's even vaguely original without imitating somebody that I've listened to for 1,000 hours. I listened to Howard Stern 1,000,000 hours as a fan. Trying to create something that's unique and different when somebody's had that much influence on you, that consumes your day. Your social life ends. Your love life ends. Everything ends. You become like living on an aircraft carrier. And you know what? For those 4 weeks, those first 4 weeks, thank God. Thank God. I had friends like Robin Bakai, and I had Animal and B. Young and Sash here. Robin Bakai came in because all the way up until 2 days before the first show, my program director, who was in charge of getting the guests, didn't get any guests. If you'll remember, we didn't have any real guests for the first 2 weeks. Thank God that I had some friends like Linda Reisman. Thank God I had friends like my sister. And thank God I got patient spirits like Al Dukes and Alberto in there working the phones and stuff, because everybody here has come under that thumb in one way or another. Well, I just thought of something. Alberto is Hispanic. He's a non-person. He doesn't mean anything. Sorry, Sash. He's a lot like you. Yeah. He doesn't apply to my demographic anymore. What do you think, my friend? Is he still on the phone? What do you think? Are we even vaguely original?
Well, this is how I take it. I didn't listen to you because I was expecting Howard, and I'm glad I don't have Howard now. I like the diversity, and I like the intellect of the show, and that's why I keep coming back now. And I listen to everything from rock and roll to hip-hop to soca music. And that's what I enjoy about your show, is that I get the diversity of everything that you provide for us.
I think I know who you are in a poetic sense pretty well, my friend. And if these tired old grandfathers, keep in mind, my program director, Mark Chernoff, is a grandfather, and he has never drank a beer in his life. I'm serious. If we can get these guys away, this is going to be a good barbecue. Light them up, animal.
WYSP Philadelphia, your home for the David Lee Roth Show morning.